Yeah, so David Norg, I met, and he was one of the alumni that briefly got very, interested in the institution, and we would have these sporadic. I might have mentioned this before, that the kind of alumni organization would come and go, kind of depending on, usually someone would get involved and get a newsletter going or something, and then they would get burnt out because no one else would do any work, and so then it would die down. But he was in one of those first kind of flowerings of interest, and he was ill with AIDS, and this was before there was good medications, so he was thinking about what might happen after he passed away, and he definitely wanted to do something to help the community at Whitman and to help gay people at Whitman. And I think his initial idea was a speaker series. And I do think I helped change it to the Nord Award, because what I said then, and would be even more true now, I said, we actually have plenty of money for speakers, and actually sort of an issue getting speakers, getting people to attend the talks by the speakers, and, so let's do something that incorporates the students into the research and gets them motivated. And so I do think that's worked really well. In fact, I remember talking to Carrie Glover about this, the trustee, and we were talking about how we could generally work on issues of diversity at Whitman. And I proposed that they think about this model, for other groups as well, because it's a non-discriminatory way of encouraging the community. And what I mean by that is you don't have to be queer to win the Nord Award, but the assumption is that the research you're doing is going to interest the queer community, and probably there's a pretty good chance that you're queer in some way if you are interested in doing that research, but it's certainly not an obligation. And we thought that, similarly on issues of racial and ethnic and religious groups, that, you can't set up a prize that's, only for members of those groups, but you could set up a prize that would, benefit the study and scholarship that interests a lot of people in those groups. So I think that has proven to be a great award, and I've really enjoyed when I was there being involved with some of the research that various people did. And I've also enjoyed kind of seeing how it evolved and hearing, about the evolution as for instance, trans issues become much more prominent in the community than they were at first. And I feel like the award has kept up to date with that.